what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, April 25th, 2011, the day after Easter. And, boy, this one got really kind of colorful. If you look at all the political correctness and spring spheres the candy didn't even have Easter or rabbits on it. It was just an amazing situation. We're getting all these horror stories from Israel. Apparently, there is this very popular young lady who dresses very scantily, and she has a puppet that's a gorilla that is her cohort on this supposedly comedy show, and they did a segment where the girl nails the gorilla to a cross and screams, "Jesus, you're a Nazi, Jesus, you're a Nazi." That's got a lot of people upset, and I frankly don't blame them. And again, we're not seeing a word about this in the American media. The same media that was out there screaming about how, you know, these can't have a mosque at Ground Zero or anything like that, and then they see this video and just not a word about it, that at all. We're hearing that soldiers were beating up Palestinian Christians trying to hold services over the Easter holiday. And while Israel is certainly willing to have Christian pilgrims travel to Israel and spend their tourism dollars, apparently all of the actual holy sites were closed. So all these people spent all this money to travel to Israel, to the Holy Lands, for Easter, and then couldn't actually get to the various sites that are important in the Easter story. And I can imagine a huge amount of frustration, and we're just seeing this continuous, you know, pounding. And I mention this only because we have this population of so-called Christian Zionists here in the United States of America who are absolutely convinced that they must support Israel no matter what it does, and they just don't see that Israel does not return that favor, that Israel has no respect for them whatsoever. Remember, under that myth of the end times that's espoused in the Scofield Bible, you know, the Jews will not get into heaven. They'll be left behind. So do you think they really subscribe to this end times myth that is being promulgated to try and build support for Israel? Or is it just another hoax on another group of suckers to win their money and their political support? Now, obviously, during the Easter celebrations, and we went out and spent some time with some friends, and in between wondering why the revolution had not started in this country, we were talking about the Orthodox account of Jesus' execution, and I had this rather weird idea. I mean, if you look at the story where Jesus went into the temple and he overturned the tables of the money changers, and just think about what's going on. The temples, you had to do your sacrifice to the gods and the priests in a specified coin. You couldn't use any other money. You had to use the mandated currency to bribe God with. And the money changers did nothing but move money in and out of this mandated currency. That's what the Federal Reserve does. What Jesus challenged in the temple was an earlier version of the Federal Reserve, a mandated fiat currency, and all business must be transacted in that currency, and you lose real wealth going into and out of that currency. And that's what Jesus was trying to overthrow. No wonder they killed him. No wonder they killed him. Threat to the Roman Empire, at the economic. Boy, you know, you can do anything you want, you know, make fun of the governor and say, you know, the emperor is a fink, but you challenge that money. You threaten the money, and you are really in a lot of trouble. Just ask Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, and John F. Kennedy, if you don't believe me about that one. All right, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff here today, and Manny's in the control room. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to be talking about the economy, new developments from Fukushima, new developments from Libya, new developments from all these places around the world the United States government is trying to start wars with, for our young people to die in and for the old people to pay for, because war is big business, and if there's a nickel to be made declaring war on somebody, our government can be counted on doing it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I think it's time as we head into spring, although we're still getting record snow reported across America, we really need to open our eyes and we need to see the world without the filters provided for us by the government and the corporate media. We are constantly being told every single day when you go to the TV networks, you read the newspapers, the economy's turning around, it's getting better. Which if you're the top 1% of the population, yeah, it is. But for everybody else, it's really terrible. And where it is most visible, of course, is looking around our country, at the infrastructure, at all the empty buildings, at all the closed and shuttered businesses. At all the people that we know among our friends and family who are struggling to just get by. While tax money is spent to send bombs to Israel, and of course to continue to bail Wall Street out of its self-created meltdown. And we can look around and see the signs of decay everywhere. There's this TV show on right now, and I didn't get the name of it because I tuned into the middle, but it looks like somebody has taken the documentary The Crumbling of America and turned it into a regular series. And basically it's this engineer who travels around the country looking at bridges and highways and infrastructure, plumbing, sewers, whatever, and basically pointing out how they're coming apart because nobody's taking care of them. The money you pay in taxes is siphoned off to buy lavish lifestyles for Wall Street robber barons, for Israel, and of course to continue to fuel these wars of conquest against countries that never attacked us. So your homework assignment this week, as you drive around, as you walk around, just open your eyes and look at your neighborhood as if you were just coming into it for the first time, coming in from an outsider, not something that you're so used to you don't pay attention to it anymore, but really just explore your neighborhood as if you were a newcomer or a tourist, and look at the cracks and the peeling paint and the holes in the roadway and the leaking pipes and the rust and the corrosion. And there you will see most clearly how the government of the United States of America, at virtually every level, has absolutely abandoned the people and what they need for a safe, comfortable, productive life. According to USA Today, only 46% of Americans have jobs. Needless to say, as unemployment benefits continue to expire, and all the extensions and all the added payments and all the, you know, let's give them a little bit more and try and keep them quiet, they're all running out. Everybody's running out of money because the money all went into that black hole of debt created by the U.S. government and Wall Street. And it's never, ever, ever coming out. And people are losing their homes left and right. It is the grand looting of the country by design. This was done by design, by the money junkies. And you can see it in front of your eyes every single day, and you need to look at it. You need to stop wanting to believe in the good news that's coming out of the TV and the radio and the newspapers, because it's not happening. One of the social events that my wife and I went to over this holiday weekend was with somebody who's in the U.S. Army. And he's saying he doesn't understand why the revolution hasn't started in this country. Even the people inside the U.S. Army are saying the American people have got more reason to be having a revolution than either Iceland or Egypt, and he just doesn't understand why it hasn't happened. Needless to say, his sympathies are not with the United States government on this one. Meanwhile, as another indicator of how bad things are going, silver has surged to an all-time high. It's flirting with $50. It got within 50 cents of breaking the $50 mark. Now, that's not because silver has magically become worth more. It isn't. What this is a real measure of is the dollar is continuing to plummet to an all-time low. Back in 2003, silver was something like $4 an ounce. Now it's 10 times that. What that means is since 2003, the dollar has lost 90% of its value. Because every time Ben Voldemort prints up that printing press, powers up that printing press at the Federal Reserve, and starts showering reams and reams of pretty printed pieces of paper all over his cronies at Wall Street so that they can balance their books and stay out of jail, it takes real purchasing power, real wealth from you, from your pocket. This is why the gas prices are going up as fast as they are. It has nothing to do with the Arabs. It has nothing to do with any of these other scapegoat excuses that are being given, because we're seeing food go up at the same time. Everything's going up. Bills are going up. Food's going up. Gas is going up. And it's not the fault of the Arabs, and it's not the fault of Al-Qaeda. It's the fault of the money junkies. Almost 100 years ago, they hijacked the economic system of the United States of America, and they turned it into a gigantic debt-based pyramid scheme that was designed to take all the real wealth from the people and put it in the pockets of the bankers. We've had three of these private banks so far. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. In the first two, we had leaders of moral courage and principle who said enough is enough, and they pulled the plug. Where, oh, where will we find such a moral leader today? I don't see any out there on the horizon, maybe with the exception of Ron Paul. And boy, they are working as hard as they can to make sure he doesn't get anywhere near the nomination. I think that's why Donald Trump is out there having fun pretending to be a candidate. The economy is so bad and metals are becoming so precious that copper theft is becoming a major, major problem. And amazingly enough, and I showed this to you on Justin TV before, they're actually starting to turn copper into ingots for investment purposes. I mean, when I was a kid, this would have been considered a joke. Copper is what your plumbing was made out of. copper was considered a junk metal. You know, just one level maybe above zinc. But you didn't make copper, you know, pretty stamped ingots with railroad engines on them for investment purposes. Although copper right now per ounce is selling today for what silver was selling back in 2003, so who knows what's going to go on. But copper thievery is on the increase. People are harvesting and melting down the older pennies. The newer ones, you can't do it. They're mostly aluminum. And there is a lot of copper thievery going on. We had a problem right here on the island of Oahu where copper thieves will literally back a truck up to a power pole, you know, cinch onto the big heavy-duty copper line and simply drive down the road, ripping it loose from telephone pole after telephone pole after telephone pole. And then they'll drive off before the repair crews can get out there and say, oh, wow, man, we lost another big chunk of copper wire. There's this fabulous building over in Haiku Valley that housed a top-secret submarine radio communication system during World War II and then later a Loran sea station. And we used it several times as locations when we were shooting Lost. And it is filled with the most amazing antique radio equipment you could ever want to see. But most of the copper components have been removed, stripped from the building by copper thieves. And it's almost heartbreaking when you realize that to anybody who really respects the history of radio and some of these amazingly powerful machines that played such an important role in history, and to just see them, you know, smashed for the metal content. It's like when the barbarians came into Rome and just started smashing up the tile mosaics for the occasional bit of gold inside. And you realize so much of that history is now lost forever. It's kept in photos and they're beginning to fade. We've got a call on the line, Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in for a Monday. I'm having a Monday. What can I tell you? I'm having a Monday.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, you know what? There's first of all, I want to give you a little bit of courage because you're exactly right. I stopped watching TV in my house a long time ago. Our family did. And the only way you're going to see through this matrix is to stop watching that deceiving stuff on there. You're definitely right on that. I wanted you to call and see if you heard about these courtesy patrols that apparently started in Columbus, Ohio, Friday night.
Yeah.
On RBN. And I find that interesting because they said they had some murders.
Well, I'll tell you right now, they're U.S. Army, they're regular Army, and they're not very courteous at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I feel, Michael, is they're starting to bring in the martial law.
Well, they're trying to get people used to the constant inspections and the surveillance towers. Did you see that video we put up at whatreallyhappened.com today? This guy went down to this restaurant for Easter dinner, and the police had one of these portable little watchtowers set up in the parking lot.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm aware of that, too. They were showing them a while back. They were setting them up in Walmart's parking lots,
It is a complete violation of posse comitatus. And it's just another way of trying to say, we're always watching you, Schweinhund. You dare not do anything against the state.
Well,
it's just another way of trying to keep everybody so scared that they won't stand up against the government. By the way, I don't know about you, but it looks to me like those little portable towers on the stilts are really easy to tip over. I understand the immigrants coming across from Mexico. You know, they get like about six or seven guys grabbing one of those little legs that stick out to the side, and they heave, and the thing will flip over. I just said a bad word. Manny, take that out of the edit. But they'll just flip the things right on over there. But again, it's just all about trying to keep us so scared that we won't learn to say no. And that's all it is. It's like, you know, the iPhone's tracking you where you go and everything. It's all psychological warfare. It's designed to remove your dignity and your sense of privacy so that you won't stand up and pull a Cairo on these people, which even the Army says is overdue.
Michael.
Scott, we got to let you go, and I got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're keeping an eye on the silver prices here. Obviously, if you go out to a coin dealer or a bullion dealer, it's already over $50 because of the seller's spread. But the spot price, which is the silver price, has been flirting with $50. It got within 50 cents of it earlier today. So it's definitely there. Now, if you are planning on buying and selling precious metals, you need to know that you can trust the dealer that you're dealing with, which is obviously not going to be a problem here at Republic. But we're beginning to hear these stories about people who get brought into these metals investment accounts that are paper rather than the actual metal. And now that they're trying to go and acquire, take physical delivery, they're being told delivery is not possible. And apparently the rules are being changed. There's this video of a guy by the name of Bill Kramer who purchased 5,000 ounces of silver back in 2003 when it was about $5 an ounce. And he supposedly stored them with this broker who was charging him a storage fee every month. Then when he tried to go and take physical delivery of his 5,000 ounces, he was told, oh, no, you can't do that. You're in a pool account. You can only participate in the appreciation. You can't actually have the metal. Oh, really? And we understand that a lot of these companies that buy and sell precious metals through paper certificates are engaging in short selling. They're selling more of the certificates than they actually have metal to deliver on in order to maximize their profitability. And they operate on the same methodology as most banks. They assume that not everybody's going to come in and cash in their paper notes at the same time. So they take a good scientific guess, more like wishful thinking, about how many people are likely to come in, and they keep enough actual physical metal on hand to deal with that. And that's basically it. And it's a way that they maximize their profits. Well, with precious metals becoming more and more important to people as the dollar continues to plummet, more and more people are wanting that actual metal in their hands because they don't trust the money junkies with their pretty printed pieces of paper. And as Bill Cramer is starting to find out, some of these organizations are basically shifting the rules around very quietly so they don't actually have to give you the metal that you think you own. Now, Cramer found a way to get out of the situation, and it might be worth looking at. He basically sold his 5,000 ounces back to the brokerage in this pool, took his money, and just went out and bought physical silver from a dealer. And that's now under his control. And that might be a better way to do it. Remember, back in 1933, the president said, well, golly gee willikers, the banks need the precious metals more than the American people, so you all got to turn it all in. And if it's already in your bank vault and your safe deposit box and the rest of it, the government can just walk in and take it. The laws are already there to allow the looting of safety deposit boxes to preserve the capital structure of the bank if the president decides it's absolutely necessary. Now, the IMF has already stipulated a date at which point the economy of China is going to overtake the United States of America. Personally, I'm not exactly sure if it has not already happened. Because the IMF measures the strength of your economy by how much debt you're in. Remember, in a debt-based private central bank model of economy, the size of your economy is how much everybody's on the hook for. That's the measure of the strength of the economy. In any event, they're basically saying that within a few years, China will overtake the United States of America in terms of economic might. And, you know, I'm not surprised about that. I mean, if you walk around China today and you go into the department stores, you don't see shelves and shelves full of things saying made in the United States of America. They don't exist. The way to a prosperous economy for everybody is you make products to sell that other people wish to buy. And when you give that away, when you turn your nose up at manufacturing products and you say, oh, we'll let these other people do it because it's beneath our dignity. Because we're MBAs and we're CEOs and we don't get our hands greasy. You know, we just want to go over and play at that casino called Wall Street, and that's how we make our money. And that's how a nation collapses. And again, this gets back to what I said earlier in the show. When you travel around your neighborhood today, tomorrow, this week, look at it as if it's the first time you've ever been there. And look at its deteriorated, dilapidated, depressed condition, and you'll get an idea of what life in the United States is really like. This is the new greatest depression. Even during the 1930s, we had more than half of America still working. And according to USA Today, we have less than a half of America working right now. 46 to 47% of Americans have a job. Less than half. People are going hungry, people are losing their homes, and Wall Street thinks everything is just hunky-dory. This also gets back to probably a lot of you heard this story when you were at your Easter celebrations and dinners and family get-togethers over the weekend. The new generation of college graduates don't have any jobs. The jobs that they were lured into going into college for, the jobs that they thought would pay for all the debt they went into to get their college degree, $100,000 per, are not there. They've all been shipped overseas. And so these kids are coming out of college. They can't find jobs any better than the guys who dropped out of high school. And they have $100,000 debt plus accumulating interest on them. They're having to move back in with their parents. They're not even able to. College degree, and they still can't leave home. We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to finish up on the economy here before we get on to Fukushima and a bunch of other problems that are starting to materialize over there. We're hearing from all across the United States of America. Local jurisdictions are having to shut down things like libraries, cut back on teachers, cut back on schooling, but by golly, they can still pay for SWAT teams to go out and kick down the doors of anybody who has not secured their Wi-Fi connection properly. Getting a story here that just got put up by one of the readers at whatreallyhappened.com, where this gentleman went out and bought himself a Wi-Fi router, and he was unable to get it to accept a password. And having worked with Wi-Fi routers myself, some of them can be a little bit difficult and arcane to get to work. The security is, WEP is the easiest, but, you know, hackers can get past that. So you go to these other modes of encryption, and not all laptops and smartphones are able to understand all these modes of encryption. So anyway, this guy apparently just gave up, went to bed, was going to get up the next morning and get back to it, and all of a sudden his door gets kicked down, and the guys in the black Nomex are in there screaming that he's a child pornographer because somebody had pirated his Wi-Fi. And it's just complete and utter nonsense. And, you know, this SWAT team dynamic entry is not about dealing with child pornography or even dealing with open Wi-Fi networks. It's about the SWAT teams justifying their paychecks at taxpayer expense. They can't find any real criminals that need to have their doors kicked down. Most of the druggies are working for the CIA now. So they're going to go out there and they're going to find open Wi-Fi ports and kick down your door because, by golly, you must be a child pornographer. By the way, speaking of which, they actually nailed a real one. And, yeah, worked for the TSA. Just arrested another TSA groper for peddling child pornography out there. Maybe that's the guy who compromised this Wi-Fi system here. Just absurd here. Now, Glenn Beck, who is basically getting ready to relaunch his career, has made a very, very good point about the Democrats in Congress. The Democrats are saying, especially as we head into the 2012 election, the bankers are robbing the nation. Wall Street's robbing the nation. And that's true, they are. Then why aren't any of them being prosecuted? And that's something you need to keep in mind when you start looking at who you're going to vote to continue their job in 2012. Because the fraudulent mortgage-backed security scam is the biggest financial fraud in history. It has robbed you of 23% of your net worth over the last 5 years. It has destroyed the value of the dollar by close to 90%. And yet not one of these criminals has been arrested, let alone sent to jail. What is wrong with this system? We should be doing what Iceland did, throw the crooked bankers in jail and fire the government that helped them do it. All right, now I want to, okay, we've got, let's see, Rod in Indiana. Aloha, Rod, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I have some further follow-ups on your silver storage scenarios. I'm involved in a leveraging situation, and I wanted to know how I could check it out independently by myself. They have sent me back some 10 ounces of gold and wired $11,000 back to me for my own needs, but I have a lot of profit and a lot of silver, and I'm just wondering how and they're in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, so what else could I do to see if they to test out if they actually have the metal, other than they have offered that I could have the metal at any time if I finish off the leverage. So is there any way I can prove to myself that they,
you
the metals are
probably,
actually...
You probably, first of all, you need to talk to other people that you know do business with the same trader. Some are trying to be honest and some are not. It really is a case-by-case-by-case basis. But the reality is with the naked short situation that we're seeing out there from places like JPMorgan Chase, there may come a time where they're simply going to say, we can't actually give you the metal, but we'll give you its cash value equivalent plus a premium. The problem with that is, as fast as the dollar is dropping, there's almost no amount of cash they can give you that's going to make up for the loss of the money that you're going to get. But you really do need to talk to a professional financial advisor, and you need to basically, whoever you're dealing with for your silver, and please do not say them on the air, but go out on a website and type in their name and just see if there's anybody reporting any problems with them. Like I said, go look at this video at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com with this guy named Bill Kramer, and you'll see kind of what he got through. And it was actually his financial advisor, his stockbroker, was, you know, he's saying, oh, I got 5,000 ounces of silver. And the broker said, I dare you to try and actually get it. And that's what started the whole thing. So basically, again, talk to other people that you know deal with the same broker. And you got to do your own research. There are, unfortunately, very few general rules that apply, except that the various government agencies that are supposed to telling you who is safe to do business with and who is not, they are failing. We saw that with the SEC, with Bernie Madoff. In most cases, because of budget cuts, the Better Business Bureau, the only thing it takes to actually be on their approved list is to pay a fee to get the stamp. And nobody has made a complaint that stuck. So, Rod, we're going to let you go here. We're going to change callers to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I wanted to respond to what you were saying about Iceland throwing the bankers in jail.
Yep.
I've been promoting this for the past couple of months now, and what I'm trying to do is remind people of the significance of a day coming up here in another month, almost 2.5 months. And that's our Independence Day. And I want everyone to think about why we really had that revolution. What were those
fighting? The Bank of England.
Exactly. Iceland is a perfect example of what we need to do. Let's honor our founders, folks. All I got to say.
Hello? Okay, you were dropping out there, but thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go, Lee. All right, I want to move on to the situation in Fukushima, because do you remember back the first couple of weeks that it was happening, and there was this report of this incredibly intense radiation that was coming out of the reactor, and then 24 hours later, TEPCO came out and said, oh, we made a mistake, it was a calculation error, and really it's nowhere near that bad. Well, here we are, you know, considerably, a month and a half later, and they're now admitting that, yeah, the radiation was that high all along, over the weekend, very quietly, during the Easter holiday, when they were hoping Americans would not notice. TEPCO and the government of Japan admitted that the total radiation release at Fukushima has been almost 10 times what they were saying it was in the media over the last 6 weeks. 10 times. They're saying, oh, it was a math error. I think what happened is they tried to talk it down and say it's not a big deal. And now that stations around the world are measuring these amounts of radiation coming there and saying, look, there's got to be more coming from the source than they're admitting, or we wouldn't be getting these high levels here. And Japan has said, yeah, it really is. It's it's considerably higher. And they tried to do it over the Easter holiday when we weren't paying attention. Too bad. We all caught it. The radiation release from Fukushima has actually been 10 times higher than what the corporate media has been telling you up until last week. 10 times. Order of magnitude here. We're starting to get takebacks from various radiation experts who at the beginning were saying it's not going to be a problem, it's not going to be a problem. Now they're coming out and saying, you know, maybe it's time to stop drinking milk because it's all over the grasslands and the prairies and the cows are eating it and it's coming out in the milk. And we're talking about strontium-90, uranium, particulates. The media loves to talk about iodine because they know that will be down by half in just 8 days outside the human body. They're not talking about the isotopes that are going to last for 20,000 years. They don't want to talk about those at all, and they're still going up. Now, TEPCO and Japan are saying it might be as long as 10 years before they're going to get this thing under control, and it will be 100 years before it's completely stabilized, because it's just so hot in there. We're looking at a situation, we're getting these reports regarding reactor number 4. Now, reactor number 4, over the weekend, the temperature inside the spent fuel rod pool, which earlier reports said was breached, and the fuel rods are exposed to the air, the temperature in that pool is going up. They've poured in tons and tons more water in there, more than they're able to keep store. So we're going back into the ocean again, and the temperature is still rising. Now, reactor 4's core was shut down, so that was never an issue. But that spent fuel rod pool, which apparently had more spent fuel in it than in pretty much any other facility there at the reactor, that continues to heat up. And it's continuing to get hotter and hotter. And at the point where it reaches boiling temperatures, then the whole thing's going to boil dry. We're not done with this at all. It is so radioactive, they can't get workers in there for any amount of time. Everybody's looking at what data is coming out of the instruments, some of which may or may not be working properly, and they're guessing. They're guessing. You know, people are saying, well, the radiation levels are going down in reactors 1 and 2, and that means the situation's under control. And others are saying, no, maybe they've dumped their entire radioactive load down into the ground, and it's simply burning down deeper, which means less radiation is reaching the sensors. Nobody really knows because they can't get in there. All they know is the heat is going up on pool number 4. High-resolution photos of reactor 3 are strongly suggesting that the containment was already destroyed from that first explosion. And whether the core pressure vessel is breached or not is anybody's guess. There is no pressure reported in that pressure vessel from TEPCO's own monitoring instruments. And if there's no pressure inside the pressure vessel, then cooling cannot work and boiling cannot be contained. We're so far past Chernobyl, it's just not funny anymore. So something strange is going on in reactor 4. Nobody knows exactly what's going on there. But the reality is We're finding people who are writing into whatreallyhappened.com, and they're going out to these various satellite views of the reactors all over Japan, not just Fukushima. And they're seeing very odd little photos where they'll see tsunami and quake damage up and down the coast, but then there'll be the image of the reactor, and it looks like it's in perfect condition. And there's no damage on the shoreline. And people are beginning to say, it looks like somebody is putting older photos in over these reactors to conceal the fact that there's damage elsewhere. We know there's that second major radiation peak down at Ikigari, either from the Tokai 2 nuclear power plant, which was known to have lost one or two primary cooling systems during the quake, or at the nuclear fuel processing plant nearby, which prior to Fukushima was the location of Japan's most serious nuclear accident. What we do know is Japan is trying to keep a lid on it. Everybody's trying to keep control of the information. The nuclear power industry and General Electric are spending all kinds of money to try and keep the lid on this thing, but it's not working. Major protests against nuclear plants in Tokyo, Germany, Austria is calling for very, very tough new standards for nuclear power plants, and that may not even calm down the Austrian people. Everybody is very worried right now, and again, this is where decades of being lied to by the U.S. government are going to come back to haunt them. Because we had our heads filled with stories about how a single terrorist with a briefcase full of TNT and a cesium capsule stolen from a cancer radiotherapy machine would make an entire American city uninhabitable. We were getting that time after, dirty bomb, dirty bomb, dirty bomb, be ready for a dirty bomb. And now we're being told that three melted down reactors and reactor number four, we're not sure what's going on there, except that it's hot, getting hotter, and putting out a lot of radiation. And they're telling us now it was actually 10 times as much all along. And we're being told it's no problem. It's no problem for the Pacific Ocean, primary fishing ground for the entire human race. Being told, no big deal. Radiation's good for you. Trust us. You know, eat your oily and glowing food. It'll be, if you don't eat your oily and glowing food, the terrorists will have won. And we do know we're not being told the straight dope all along here. And we're being told that everything is okay, that it's okay to eat oily and radioactive crab meat, by the same government that told us Saddam had nuclear weapons and that he was a big threat, justifying the sacrifice of our children's lives and our financial future to go in and just get Saddam Hussein at any cost. And like I said, this is where all those lies come back to haunt the U.S. government, because nobody's going to bet their life now that the government is telling anybody the truth about this major, major disaster. Not when we find out that the company that designed those reactors is a huge political contributor going into 2012. We're never, ever going to get the straight information about this from the American political system. They're bought and paid for. Finest government that money can buy. Meanwhile, it's looking like the USDA's reputation is in the Al-Qaeda now, because apparently 47% of all samples of meat and poultry taken from supermarkets across the U.S. reveal contamination from Staphylococcus aureus bacteria, the one that is antibiotic resistant. And basically, half of them are what they call the MRSA, methicillin resistance Staphylococcus aureus. Basically, and this gets back to that point I was making before, this model of buy up all the food across several states, put it in a hot truck, truck it across the highways for a couple of days into a gigantic warehouse where it's sitting there exposed to all the other food from that same multi-state area in an ideal condition for infection and culturing of bacteria, gets put in another truck, trucked back out to supermarkets across multiple states, and it works great for the big corporation money junkies who profit from this monopolistic control of food. But by the time you get the food in the supermarket, it's been in various people's hands and stuff for a week. It takes a week for lettuce from California to get to New York. And in that time, it's exposed to all these contaminated, dirty transportation systems. We understand that the USDA is no more careful with the health of Americans than the SEC was careful with their investments. And this is why we're getting these extreme diseases here. And again, it's one more indicator. This push toward centralization, this push toward globalization is a wrong direction. We need to basically reverse that trend and go back to small towns and communities growing and producing what they themselves need for a happy, contented life. And stay isolated so that when somebody makes a really bad mistake, it's contained, it's controlled, it's only a little tiny area. It doesn't destroy the entire economy of the world. It doesn't taint the entire agriculture of the world with genetically modified seeds and killing the bees and everything. We've gone this wrong direction. We need to stop. Meanwhile, the new swine flu vaccine being promoted for children apparently is infecting many of them with narcolepsy. 5-year-old son shot with the swine flu vaccine, sleeping 18 hours a day now. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of hour number one here. And the carbon Nazis are coming back. Over the last several days, I have seen numerous stories about, oh, record-setting drought, record-setting, you know, no water. It's going to be terrible because of global warming. Okay, we just had our third harsh winter in a row. There was a foot of snow at the Grand Canyon just a couple of weeks weeks ago, and we've got another story up on the whatreallyhappened.com from the heartland of the United States, where Saturday's snow set almost an all-time record. Okay, now when snow melts, it produces water. So where did all that water go? That they're saying, oh, record drought here, record drought there. I am telling you right now, Al Gore and his carbon Nazis are going to come back as soon as the year warms up. They're absolutely convinced that if they just come out there with a lot of expensively produced commercials and news stories and everything, that you will forget about these three rough winters we've had in a row, the record snow, early snow, late snow, tall snow. That you're going to forget all about that, and you will just nod your head and say, oh, yes, the earth is getting warmer, and I must put ethanol in my gas tank and buy those compact fluorescent light bulbs and pay a carbon tax to save planet Earth. And it's nonsense. Even Mother Jones, which normally I think they're pretty good in terms of what they're reporting on, even they got into the Kool-Aid with this clueless and gullible article on global warming and how we've all got to unite together to save the planet. And it's amazing when, if you really step back and take a look at it, we have here a corporate media that's insisting exploding Gulf oil wells and melting down reactors are not a problem, but your breathing is and must be taxed because that's what you breathe out is carbon dioxide. You want a real problem, something to be worried about? China has announced that they want to cut two-thirds of the $3 trillion they're holding in U.S. debt. Two-thirds of it. That's a big chunk. That may be the reason why we've got all these U.S. senators are over there in China right now, you know, begging and pleading and on their knees and the rest of it, because Japan can no longer buy American debt. They need their money back home to recover from this horrible tragedy they've had to suffer between record quake, record tsunami, and now this problem with apparently several nuclear power plants. There are at least four that are still shut down. They can't get them turned back on. There's radiation down at Ikigari. I am getting unconfirmed reports there is another nuclear power station on the west coast of Japan, on Honshu, that's having some kind of a problem and a radiation leak. And the secrecy door is slapped on that one. And they're dealing with a lot of stuff. So they cannot afford to carry America's debt load anymore. That leaves China. And now China is saying they want to pull out as well. That loud crack that you just heard is that last bow the U.S. government is standing on to keep themselves from falling into that black hole of debt that they created. Remember, the government did all of this. Willingly, voluntarily, without your permission. And then they stand there and wring their hands and say, why aren't you continuing to pay the bills? That's your role in life. You're here to give us money so that we can do great and glorious things in the name of the United States of America. And of course, my reply to that is, no, that's not our job. Any money that we give you is for the betterment of this country, not Israel. Not to shower bombs all over countries that have never done anything to us. Your job is to keep the roads repaired and the bridges clean and uncorroded and the hospitals healthy and the schools efficient and effective. That's your job. And if you don't want to do it, leave. But don't borrow us into this black hole of debt to the private central bank and then stand there and act like it's supposed to be the American people's job to bail you all out, because it isn't. It never was.